Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Brianna. How can I help you?
Is it Brianna?
Yes.
Oh, that's my granddaughter's name. I am calling because I have a pending charge on my checking account from this phone number for $56.95, and I'm trying to figure out what the heck it is.
Okay, can I get your zip code so I can pull up an account?
Sure, 92128.
And your first and last name, ma'am?
It's probably my husband, Robert Parker. My name is Wendy Parker.
Yes, ma'am, I did find it under a Robert. And for security purposes, can you verify your address?
Yes, 18233 Via Guadalmina, San Diego, California.
Yes, ma'am. So I do see here that on the 14th of February, you paid shipping and handling of $7.95 for a Wi-Fi booster. That was a free welcoming gift into our online gadget store. It stated in the terms and conditions that when you order that Wi-Fi booster, you would automatically be enrolled into our gadget store with a monthly subscription fee of $56.95 a month. And every month you're enrolled, you receive a $125 voucher to get other gadgets like the Wi-Fi booster from our online gadget store.
Okay, we did not read that. We did not see that. So how do I cancel that charge?
Okay, ma'am. So I can go ahead and cancel your subscription so you don't get billed again next month. And as a courtesy, issue you a 35% refund off of that charge.
Well, why would I not be issued a full refund?
Okay, ma'am, because it was in the terms and conditions that upon ordering the Wi-Fi booster, you were going to be enrolled into an online gadget club with a monthly subscription fee of
Okay, you know,
$56.95.
I understand. I understand you're just doing your job, but this is a scam because nowhere did we read, I mean, it might have been like in the very small print. Nowhere did we read, oh, all you do is show a whole list of, oh, would you like to have this? Free shipping and handling. Would you like to have this? And then you're going to charge us almost $60 a month? No, that's not going to happen.
Okay, ma'am, as a courtesy to you, I can offer you a 50% refund.
You know, I appreciate your help, but I don't want to pay a penny. If you sent me something and I agreed to pay shipping, I have no problem with that. $7.95, I have no problem with that. But you cannot tell me that you guys are not constantly getting calls complaining about this.
Okay, so ma'am, I can get you that 50% refund and assure you your account is canceled just because it wasn't the terms and conditions you were going to get billed.
No. So I probably need to talk to a supervisor.
Okay, ma'am, so me and my supervisor follow the same protocols. We can go ahead and get you that 50% refund.
No, I want 100% refund. I don't plan on buying anything else. I didn't know that there was a membership. Why in the heck would I? You guys send this thing like, oh, look what you get. You can get this, this, or this. All you pay is shipping. And then probably somewhere in the very small terms, it says that. And again, the reason I had to wait on hold for so long is I'm sure you guys are getting tons and tons and tons of complaints.
Okay, ma'am, give me one moment. I'm going to place you on a brief hold while I speak to my supervisor.
I appreciate that. Thank you. Okay. Okay, be careful though. Dog's right behind you. Okay. Yeah, and eat like a prune or a fig or. Yeah, we'll get that when we're up. Okay, be careful.
Okay, ma'am. So I did speak to my supervisor, and they did allow let me know that I can get you a 50% refund and assure you that your account will be canceled.
Well, you know what? I will take that, and I'm going to take this up with the fraud board because this is ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous.
Okay,
I mean,
ma'am,
we're
give
not
me one moment.
uneducated people. We
Okay, I'm going to place you on another brief hold. Give me one moment.
All right, thank you.
Okay, ma'am. So I did briefly speak to my supervisor. As a courtesy, we can go ahead and process a full refund. If you give me one moment, that will take 3 to 5 business days before you see that back in your account.
Okay, I certainly appreciate that. And can you tell me, how do I know for sure that my account is canceled? Are we going to get an email, or how does that work?
I can provide you a confirmation number, ma'am.
Okay, let me grab a pen while you're doing what you need to do. Just a moment. Okay.
It's going to be the letter C as in cat, 258.
I'm sorry. Hold on. My pen's not writing. Sorry. Just a moment. Here we go. C as in cat.
258-998-492.
Okay. And I'll repeat it back just to be sure. It's C as in cat, 258-998-492.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you for calling customer service. I hope you have a good day.
Thank you, you too. Bye-bye.
Thank you, bye-bye.